Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you're about to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you, whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to talk about, at some point tonight, the story that I've had for a few days. It's about malware infecting people's phones. And it's not overly techie or anything like that, so don't roll your eyes out there. It's fascinating to me because it's malware that's infecting millions of Android devices being downloaded onto phones from something like 38 different apps that were in the Google Play Store, and it's not making mainstream news, right? This is a massive, massive vulnerability that's affected millions of people, and there's been nothing on MSNBC or Fox or Drudge Report or any of these other major media sites. I ended up finding it at Tom's Hardware. Just this obscure, because I was looking up something hardware related and I saw it sitting over on the sideline. I was like, wait a minute.
Does it have the list of apps?
It does have the list of apps. We're not going to read all of the list of apps, but we'll provide people with the URL where they can find that stuff. Coming up, though, we're also going to talk about, finally, Bonnie, you've had this story for weeks, some children who were given floor sealant instead of milk.
That's just so crazy. Like, how does that even happen?
I don't know.
Public school.
Because when I got milk in school, it came in its own little carton, right? They didn't, like, pour me a glass of milk.
Right. But mine came in bags. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, no.
It's literally like
bagged milk?
Bag, and it sits kind of sideways. It's like a little, it's kind of a square, but more like a pillow. Just like a pillow, actually. Just imagine a fluffy pillow. And you
I've never seen that.
You take, like, a pointy straw, and you stab it.
Like a Capri Sun.
Yeah, like a Capri Sun.
Yeah, but or like that, but just anywhere in the top, you stab it.
Or like a twisted tea, you know how they have those bags that people run around with at concerts?
I didn't know that.
I've never
actually
seen that.
Really?
No. I hate
twisted tea. I'll have to show you guys on the break.
I drank so much of it at a river once, and it was so hot, and I threw up in the river, and little kids were running away screaming for me. I hate twisted tea now.
Also, Apple's buy now, pay later scheme. These are things that I ask. I hate the buy now, pay later model. This is all credit cards are, right? They're buy now, pay later, and I hate them for that reason as well. If you can't afford something, you don't really need to be buying it. I understand for major purchases like houses and stuff like that, you're realistically probably never going to save up, you know, $230,000 or whatever it costs to buy a house. Sure, some people can, but most people, that's asking a bit much. However, the abundance of credit cards and these buy now, pay later apps, they just got absolutely out of control. I know for a fact my sister uses them. I love my sister to death, but she's always the person I think of when I think of these types of, you know, categorically bad decisions. And categorically isn't the word I'm looking for, but just a habit of utilizing these instant gratification bad decisions like Rent-A-Center. Uber Eats is definitely one of them. And I mean, I use my fair share of DoorDash, but not to the extent that my sister does. Like, I watched her when I was down there for my father's funeral. I don't remember now exactly why I was there or what trip this was, but she ended up getting DoorDash to her house, like, 4 2-liter drinks instead of just, like,
going to the store. Yeah.
And because of that, you know, the markup on DoorDash is just absolutely ridiculous. It's something like $3.90 per 2 liter or something like that. So you're already paying almost twice the cost of the product. And then you have the delivery fee on top of that, which is like $4.99.
See, I cannot understand people that do stuff like that because I am such a bargain hunter that I will go out of my way to find the best deal on something possible.
Yeah, I'm not particularly a bargain hunter or anything like that. And, you know, I don't go out of my way to be frugal or cheap and I don't go out of my way to just spend massive amounts of money. However, I do remember going to CVS a number of weeks ago And I watched someone there, and I think I probably told this story on the air, but for those who weren't listening, and I don't remember all the specifics anyway, so you get to relive this 50-50 sort of remembered story about me going to CVS and finding someone who was buying 25 Ziploc bags through DoorDash, right? This was the DoorDash driver who was picking them up, and I know that because, you know, he put them on the counter, and she scanned his little, he presented his phone, and she scanned it, and, you know, however all of that works in the back end, and, you know, she sees him all the time, so I think she recognized him as a DoorDash driver or something like that. I don't remember exactly how I identified it, but I did. So I checked afterwards, and that little $2.99 box of Ziploc bags there from CVS cost them more than $12 at minimum to get delivered.
So, yeah, at that point, the service fee costs more than the actual product.
And then if you don't tip the person, you're a piece of crap.
Yeah, honestly. And
especially DoorDash. They don't have a wage.
Yeah. I just don't... I could see, like, some sort of medication, maybe, where it might be, like, an emergency, and if you don't have a license or whatever it may
can't
be,
drive.
That makes sense. Or, yeah, I can't drive. But in what circumstance would you... need bag like plastic baggies? Like, what kind of emergency would you need that for? Like, just wait and go to the store and buy them. I just don't understand the purpose.
The going theory was that it was some college student who probably didn't have a car, and they had probably cooked something and they needed to, you know, put it away in their fridge or something like that, and they just didn't plan it out properly. I don't know.
Maybe they already, you know, cut up their cocaine, and if they left, they're afraid like wind would blow.
It's entirely possible. So I don't know what was going on there, but anyway, there's the new thing going on with Apple and their buy now, pay later software that I want to talk about. But first, China signaling a plan to, this is an update to a story that we've been talking about a few days ago. It looks to me like nothing is going to actually happen with this China-Taiwan affair. And for those who haven't been paying attention, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, recently went to Taiwan, and she gave some sort of stupid politician speech there, and this made the Chinese government, which claims ownership of Taiwan, very upset. And they threatened to, I don't think they overtly threatened to blast her jet out of the sky, but they did make some threats. And they invaded the territorial waters and skies of Taiwan today, apparently, which isn't really new for China, but they did it. And while, as I understand it, Nancy Pelosi was still there and on the ground. I can only imagine this bitter husk of an evil human being who has been protected her entire life by being one of the elites suddenly finds herself in what may actually be a war zone, and she was the one who caused it. I can't imagine how terrified she was, but however terrified she was, it wasn't enough to make up for all of the evil that she's actually done.
If we went to World War II because of Nancy Pelosi, I would be so... I mean, three, sorry.
Sure.
I would be so annoyed because I don't care what happens to her. She's such a piece of crap. She's been on the public dole her entire life. She's only ever had government jobs.
I would totally sacrifice Nancy Pelosi to stop a war.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Without even thinking about it.
Her and the volcano.
I mean, there aren't a whole... If it would work, there aren't a whole lot of people that I wouldn't sacrifice in order to avert a war, you know?
Especially politicians. It's like, you guys kind of deserve this.
I mean, if we knew that it would prevent World War III, I would throw every single politician on the planet into a volcano.
I think it's utilitarian and evil unless it's a politician.
Right. Well, they're the ones who cause wars in the first place.
Right.
So almost by definition, if you got rid of all of the politicians, perhaps by helping them fall into a volcano, you would also eliminate war in the process, since they're the ones who are, you know, starting wars. Like this thing over here with Taiwan and China and the United States government. This is all politicians, none of whom have children in the armed forces. Almost none of whom have children in the armed forces. None of whom themselves are going to serve in the armed forces. They're not going to go fight this war with China that they're
causing.
Yeah,
absolutely not. They're above that.
Yeah, that's for the poor people's kids.
Yeah.
In order to qualify for college or to get that new Camaro, or not even a new Camaro, but to get that used Camaro or whatever so they can raise their kids. But China signaled today that it plans to dramatically escalate military provocations aimed at Taiwan, to include flying missiles over it for the first time. A clear sign that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's departure from visiting the island nation marks not the end of a burgeoning standoff with the U.S., but rather the beginning of one. There is more about this coming up. I think it's just saber-rattling at this point. I think the danger of World War III has passed for the time being. Maybe I'm just being optimistic. Maybe you think differently. 603-283-6160. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here fighting to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, we're also going to be talking about this Solana hack that is the news of the day. Apparently, millions... Wait, I'm looking at the wrong thing now. There was a Solana hack, for whatever that's worth. And Truth Social, Donald Trump's social media network, a bit of an update on that. Evidently, there's a bit of censorship going on there, to no one's surprise. Well, I'm not surprised by it.
I'm not surprised.
But right now, we're talking about China and this Taiwanese, Chinese, American saber-rattling thing that they have going on, that the politicians throughout the world have going on. The Chinese government, of course, claims that Taiwan is part of China. Taiwan, of course, claims that Taiwan is Taiwan. And the United States government, although they don't say it realistically, what they mean is that Taiwan is part of the United States Empire. And they're never going to come out and say, no, Taiwan is ours, but that's what they mean. Imagine if the same thing with the Philippines or New Zealand or one of these other places. They're parts of the American Empire, and that's realistically what this is all about. The English language Global Times, that's a news outlet in China that is aligned with the Chinese Communist Party, because, I mean, they all are, included in a post early Wednesday that conventional missiles are expected to fly over the island of Taiwan for the first time in response to...
What do they do that for? Like, practice? Because, like, they're not hitting anyone, right?
I think it's more of a threat, right?
I would feel threatened if someone was firing rockets over my house or my island or whatever.
Yeah.
To me, that's like saying, hey, look, you're within range of our rockets.
Yeah, and I can do this if I want to,
yes,
basically.
So that's what they're planning to do. Other posts have indicated China's military operations serve as a rehearsal for the forced reunification of the mainland and Taiwan, which Beijing considers nothing more than a renegade province. It is both unprecedented and highly provocative, said Taylor Fravel, an expert on Chinese military decision-making and a professor at MIT. He adds, this is the proposed missile launches over Taiwan. He adds that it is clearly designed to intimidate the people of Taiwan and underscore the threat of Chinese missiles to the island. While the Global Times is not a direct mouthpiece for the Chinese government, current and former U.S. officials believe the content the outlet produces aligns with the party's intentions and that it frequently publishes what party officials choose not to say publicly themselves. I mean, that's the way that the news outlet, that's the way it works in China. There is no independent Chinese media. It's all part of the Chinese government. So to act like this is somehow not propaganda from the Chinese government is just silly. Of course, how much of this is actually true? Just because China says they're going to do it doesn't mean they're actually going to fire missiles over Taiwan.
So it hasn't happened yet?
It hasn't. They're just saying that they're going to. And how would the United States respond to that? Because that's really provocative, right?
Yeah.
They should ask Abraham Lincoln what he would do.
What? WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Well, Jesus would... He'd probably run all these people out of their buildings with whips, right? Why would Abraham Lincoln do that? Why would they ask Lincoln?
Because I'm just saying, all the Americans who are like, wow, China's being so bad trying to intimidate Taiwan... probably don't think that Abraham Lincoln did anything wrong, and he did the same thing. He tried to force the states to be part of his country.
Well, he was absolutely a tyrant. He caused the bloodiest and deadliest war in American history, and he's heralded as, you know, the greatest president in American history. I think Barack Obama may be close to him at this point, believe it or not. Yeah, right. It's laughable.
So ridiculous.
To think about. What did Barack Obama do?
You know what, Aria? He must be the greatest president because that's what they taught me in public school. So they said that he was really nice to all the black people and that he freed the slaves. So Abraham Lincoln must be good.
Well, it does seem that he freed the slaves. I will give him the Emancipation Proclamation. Abraham Lincoln did do that. Like, after the war was won, I mean, it was like halfway through the war when it was clear that the North was going to win, that he did the Emancipation Proclamation. And even
and then, I don't think his intentions were as pure as what we are led to believe in American schools, especially up north. I know northern and southern schools kind of teach different curriculum, especially when it comes to the Civil War, but
isn't it demonstrable that he wasn't motivated
by
the
purity? Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to wonder, because he said, if I could win the war without freeing a single slave, I would.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his goal was solely to keep the Union intact. That was all he cared about. He said at one point, if I could keep the Union together by freeing all the slaves, I would do it. If I could keep the Union together by making all the states slave states, then I would do it. Okay. If I could do it by making some slave states and others not slave states, I would do that. He didn't care about the issue of slavery. He just cared about the tyranny and having control over the entire United States.
I'm not surprised.
Maybe it was before he was president, but he was still a politician, but it might have been like the beginning of his presidency. He had this crazy plan where he was going to send all the black people to like the Bahamas or Costa Rica. Can't remember which.
For what reason? Just to kind of free them, but not have black people be free in America?
Yeah.
Just like, so you can be free, but like not here. You got to go somewhere else.
Because the issue that a lot of people like Lincoln had with just freeing the slaves was that they would suddenly be, you know, cheap labor for other people to hire, and white people would be priced out. Like,
I seem to recall some other world leader at some point in the last few centuries who also targeted this race of people and was like, hey, look, we need to take them all and we need to herd them together into these camps and then send them off to like Madagascar or something like that. Now, of course, that would have been Adolf Hitler, and that was the initial plan with the Jews. Of course, that wasn't how that plan ended up developing, but his plan, as he wrote in Mein Kampf, was absolutely to get all of the Jews out of Europe and send them to, I think, Madagascar was the country that he picked.
But Abraham Lincoln is good, and Adolf Hitler is bad.
Well, they're all evil tyrants, and Lincoln did the same thing back during the Civil War that the Ukrainian guy Zelensky is doing now in Ukraine, that the Chinese government is doing in China, that the Russian government is doing in Russia, and that the United States government is doing now. Lincoln arrested journalists, editors of newspapers were arrested. He had a senator, an actual U.S. senator, deported from the United States because he didn't like what the senator had to say or something. They suspended habeas corpus. Just a horrific tyrant. There was one editor who wrote while Abraham Lincoln was president something to the effect of, if he wins another term, I hope that we find a courageous hand to drive a dagger into this tyrant's heart.
Well, your wish has been granted.
Someone did something to that effect to Abraham Lincoln. They didn't quite.
It did the job.
And then he's just absolutely a despicable human being, but he is heralded in the United States as, you know, the greatest president America has ever had. And I don't think any of the presidents America has ever had have been particularly good. And sadly, it looks to me, based on what I can tell and based on what I know of human history, that Donald Trump may have been the least bad simply because he didn't start any new wars.
George Washington killed citizens in the United States.
And I don't think Donald Trump did that. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, there is more coming up. We're going to talk about malware and Apple and their buy now pay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Wednesday to approve a treaty that would expand NATO to include Finland and Sweden. Only Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri voted no. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky voted present. Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski was killed in a car crash. She had been representing the state since 2013. Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young reacts to the news.
This is going to be a really big gap to fill in her public life. But more personally, Jackie was a person of deep faith and strong conviction and just an incredibly smart person. What I really remember about her, she had an amazing sense of humor, high energy. She knew how to light up a room. She'd go into a room and immediately people would be happier.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The suspect of a 4th of July parade shooting north of Chicago is pleading not guilty. Robert Cremo III appeared in court on Wednesday, almost a month after the shooting that left 7 dead and at least 30 others injured in Highland Park. The alleged murderer is facing 117 felony charges and faces life in prison if convicted. His next court date is set for November 1st. As school begins across the country, one state is defending its actions.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. It's about a 30-minute drive south of Salt Lake City. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you would like to weigh in, 603-283-6160. I'm surprised that we don't have a bunch of people out there calling in to defend the one true Republican, Abraham Lincoln.
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, I mean, modern Republicans love Abraham Lincoln, right?
He's so much better than Xi Jinping, so much better.
But he's definitely as evil in my book. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of Republicans either. But, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, conservatives and Republicans out there listening throughout the United States to Free Talk Live, because we do tend to, most radio stations that do talk radio are conservative-leaning, and they, you know, broadcast to rural areas and a conservative audience. So it's surprising to me at this point that, you know, we don't immediately have people calling in to tell us how wrong we are about this evil, bloody tyrant that is responsible for something like 600,000 American deaths. But in other different, equally horrible, but for different reasons news, Apple has a buy now, pay later thing. I don't think we ever really characterized what this was. There's a lot of these apps where you don't need a credit check. You don't need any of this sort of nonsense. They give you like a $100 limit or whatever. You spend $100 and you pay them $50 every 2 weeks for the next, you know, 8 weeks or whatever. So they probably charge considerable amounts of interest or something like that. But you don't need a credit check. It's not a credit card or any of that stuff, but you are buying it on credit and you end up paying two to three times probably. I mean, I'm thinking about rent-a-centers and credit cards and stuff like that. We just end up paying significantly higher amounts for stuff. I've never used one of these buy now, pay later apps.
Do you like Klarna? Because you don't pay interest with the ones I've used, but maybe there are some.
So Apple's is a little different, as far as I know, because I have a confession to make. I actually have used this feature for Apple. I was buying an iPhone, and essentially they forced me, and they didn't force me, that's very dramatic, in order to use the buy now, pay later feature to get this iPhone. Like I wanted to finance it, right? And yeah. I needed to get their Apple credit card in order to do it. And I was kind of like, whatever, I need to get the phone, so I will do it. So I got the credit card, and then I used the buy now, pay later feature on their credit card. And I don't know, I think I had like 12 months where it was interest free. And I know something similar, I was buying a washing machine at Best Buy, and I got the Best Buy credit card, and I had like 2 years without interest. So I think sometimes there are options to do it without interest.
Sure.
But not always.
And that's certainly, I mean, if you can do it without interest, that's all more power to you. And you mentioned, you know, financing your phones. There are some things that, I don't know if it makes sense to finance your phone or not, but it kind of, everyone does it.
Yeah. It kind of makes if you don't have any money, it does.
Well, I mean, it's, I think this is an S21 Plus or something like that. I think it was $1,200 or something along those lines. I mean, who's got $1,200 sitting around
to
buy a phone with?
I'm not that rich.
Wait, what is that phone?
It's an S21.
Well, for some reason, I thought you said iPhone.
Oh, good Lord, no.
I was really shocked.
No, under no circumstances would I buy an iPhone. But iPhones are priced about the same, right? And
I think a little less, but yeah. The brand new one might be, yeah.
And if I had to take $1,200 in there and buy this phone, you know, on the spot, I would not have walked out of there with this phone. But when they're like, hey, we could just, you know, add $30 to your bill for the next 18 months or whatever, suddenly I'm like, all right. We also tend to get it cheaper when you do that because it did come out to like $30 or $40 addition to my bill each month, which didn't come out to $1,200 or whatever the retail price of the phone was. And of course, they mark up having sold phones before, they mark up the retail cost because, good Lord, if you go in there and you buy cash for one of these phones, you're making that salesperson's day. Because they get like a 7% commission on phone sales or something like that at a lot of these places. At Radio Shack, way back in the day, we got 7% on phone sales. And I imagine if you're actually working at a phone store like at AT&T or Verizon or something like that, you're doing quite a bit better than 7% because there's less overhead and there's less middlemen. You know, you're working directly for the company that manufactures, but the company that leases those cell phones from the manufacturer. So I've never used any of these buy now, pay later sorts of things. You know, I've watched other people do them, and I tend to think of these things like the rent-a-centers where people go out and it's less common now that televisions are so cheap, but previously, I mean, like 10, 15 years ago, maybe this was a thing that was more common in the South than it is here in New Hampshire anyway, but if someone wanted a 60-inch television, they wouldn't just take $600 to Walmart and buy one. They would go to rent-a-center or one of these other places.
So it's like a rent-to-buy type of thing? Okay.
It's very much a rent-to-buy sort of thing. You pay them some sort of down payment, like $200 or $300 or whatever, and then you pay them $100 a week or, you know, $200 a month or whatever for the next 8, 9 months, 10 months, whatever. And you usually end up paying 2 to 3 times what you would actually have paid if you had just gone there. And I have yet to see anyone actually completely purchase one of these things from Rent-A-Center or Aaron's there's one here in Keene. I can't remember the name of it, but they're all the same sort of thing.
Is it Mr. G's? Is that what that is?
I don't think so.
Our producer says no.
But I've yet to see anyone actually acquire one of these things at these rates and continue paying for it until the thing was actually theirs. And that's what their business model is based on, right? There were a lot of used car sales companies in the South as well that they would finance anyone a car. They didn't care. If you had $500 in deposit, hell yeah, they'd sell you a car because they know they're just going to have to track you down in a few months, and then they'll get that car back.
Yeah, just repo it, yeah.
And then they'll just get $500 from someone else who's paying a down payment. So they don't care. They're not trying to sell cars. They're trying to collect on down payments and lease you a car for a few weeks.
Well, and with cell phones, also, most people get a new phone so frequently. Like, they always want the newest iPhone, right? So they don't even finish paying off the first phone traded in, get screwed over buying another. And the same thing with cars, right? Most people finance a car, have a car payment, paying for their car. Oh, I want a new car. And then, you know, they just roll it into their new car payment. So people get really stuck.
Do those sort of people really exist?
Oh yeah, my phones? Mom, my sister. I know so many people like that who are like, finance a car. They always want the newest car, always want the newest iPhone, and they're just constantly in debt for the rest of their life. And these companies love it. Apple loves that you're always in debt to them. Car companies love that you're always in debt to them. Same with banks and, you know, people having mortgages and things like that. It's
yeah, because then you don't ever
powerful,
actually,
yeah.
Yeah, then you don't ever actually own anything.
Yeah, you own nothing and you like it.
Yeah, these people never actually own their cars. They just perpetually lease them. I had heard about this sort of thing back when I was in high school. Our assistant principal was constantly, every two or three years, he would lease a new car or whatever, and everyone my family was like, oh, that's such a stupid way to buy a car. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, but you bought your car for $600 and it's missing a transmission, so I don't think you get to criticize people at this point. But they would all criticize us, and he's never going to pay it off. You know, as soon as 2 years later, he's going to get a new one and he's going to start over from the beginning. I was like, that's silly. There can't really be people out there mm-hmm. doing that. And I've always heard this about cell phones as well. I've heard rumors of these mythical people, right, who I have to have the latest and greatest iPhone. And I missed that entire fashion statement, right? Because to me, that's what Apple products are. They're fashion statements.
Yeah.
And they're really good fashion statements, but that's all they are. So, and I
have to disagree, but it's not that I think that they're somehow virtuous. The reason that I just absolutely have to have an iPhone is because it just freaking doesn't work with all of my friends' phones. Like, they'll be like, we'll take pictures when I'm out or something, and they'll be like, all right, let me send it, like, before I got an iPhone, finally getting bullied into getting an iPhone, they'd be like, okay, let me just, airdrop it, I can't, and then I have to bother them for the next, like, week to send me the picture because they took it on my phone because their camera was better, and it just, they couldn't airdrop it to me, so it was such a hassle. They can FaceTime me, and all their emojis didn't pop up on my phone.
You know what? I will say, I used to be a big Apple person. I still have an iPhone, but I'm kind of drifting away from Apple. When I had a MacBook and I was editing yoga videos, it was so much quicker and so much easier for me to airdrop it from my cell phone to my laptop. It would take me seconds. Now, what used to take me seconds takes me much longer trying to use a computer that's not as compatible with my phone. So I do get what Bonnie's saying.
Those are fair criticisms. It does take some setup, right? Like, there's more coming up about Apple and their buy now, pay later system. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. It is free.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, talk about whatever is important to you. At 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Nikki, and Bonnie. And I want to show you about Bitcoin.com. That's where you need to go if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, which we're going to be talking about later, the Solana hack. They don't teach you about that at Bitcoin.com, though. Well, they can teach you how to protect yourself from these possibility of these hacks, how to find reliable software and how to use reliable software. But what is cryptocurrency? How does it work? Why is it important? Why does it matter? And what's this Bitcoin thing that everyone's talking about? Bitcoin.com is where you need to go. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take just a few minutes out of your day and learn as much as you want about this world-changing information, because you can spend hours there researching Bitcoin and the history of it, what it's for, the technicalities. It's a complex, deep, intricate subject. And if you already know about it, find out, stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. All on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about, we ended up in a conversation about Apple, and the two of you have a point. Apple products work really, really well together. There's no disputing that. Like, if you have an iPhone and you have a MacBook and you have the whatever the external hard drive is that Apple uses, I can't remember what it's called right now. But when I did IT work, we had an attorney who their entire office was Apple, and I didn't do any Apple stuff, and I still don't do any Apple stuff, but it didn't require me to do Apple stuff to administer their server, which wasn't running Apple, obviously, because all of their Apple stuff just automatically worked together. And that's the benefit that Apple has when they make all of these different things.
And it's totally not worth it, though. For some people, it works very good. But the thing about Apple is they only have one of everything, you know? So you only have very few options for different computers. They only have iPhone. You know, you don't get to select, and they only work with other Apple things. So I got to the point where I was like, this MacBook is really, really expensive, and there are way better computers out there for way cheaper, and I'm just trapped with this MacBook. But so it gets to the point where it's like you might as well just phase out of Apple products if you're that kind of person, because it is super convenient, but you're not getting the most bang for your buck and you're not getting actual good quality tech.
But there are ways of getting around all of those problems, right? Like my home network, if I want to transfer a photograph to my desktop or whatever so I can edit it, it's going to take me about a half a second to do. And this is, you have all of these same devices with Windows and Linux. I have a combination of the devices at my house, obviously. I think most people do, since most routers and stuff like that run on Linux. But your external hard drive, you have that, just you have one just like you have with Apple. You have a desktop just like you have with Apple. You have all these things that can work together and can communicate as seamlessly and flawlessly as Apple products do. They just don't do it out of the box.
Yeah, you need to set it up.
Yeah, and you have to spend some time setting. Once you do, it can run flawlessly. But you've got to know how to set it up as well. And you don't have to go into Linux command lines. Usually, you don't have to go into Linux command lines, any of that nonsense, in order to make it happen. I know the Linux out there, the Linux purists out there are just irate that all I have to do is click a few buttons to map a network drive on my Windows PC. And they're like, no, you have to spend at least 6 hours and 45 days Googling this problem so that you can find that you missed a comma way back here in your syntax. Only then can you really say you've mapped a network drive? But look, I don't want it to be difficult. I want it to work.
Yeah.
And you do get that with Apple. The thing is with PC and, you know, the Linux external drives and all this other stuff is I already know how to make those work. So there's no learning curve for me in order to do that. If there was, I might be looking at it today going, you know what? Maybe it would be worth it to just throw Apple on everything.
I only ever used Apple computers in high school sometimes and in elementary school, like my first ever computer classes. And I have to say, like, I never have wanted a Mac because I just think that Windows is easier to use. But I have Linux on my laptop I have now, and it's also easier to use. I forget which one I have, but it's basic. It acts like it looks like Windows.
It's probably Linux Mint. That would be my guess. That's the most Windows-like one that I've seen.
I have Kubuntu, and it looks very similar to Windows, but I changed it because I'm so used to Apple. I'm like, I hate this. So I did all of this, coding and stuff to change it to look exactly like Mac.
Wow.
So when you look at my computer, you can't tell that it looks exactly like a Mac would, minus, if you look at the exterior of the computer, of course, it's different. It's not Mac, but... But I'm very proud of it. It took me a long time to do that.
I definitely think Mac desktops and everything look prettier.
That's because they're fashion statements, right? Mm-hmm. That's their goal, is to look and be pretty so that, when the hipster carries it into the Starbucks to order his pumpkin spice latte or whatever, sit down and write his novel or his screenplay in front
of everyone. About anti-capitalism?
Yeah. That, everyone's looking, wow, that's a pretty looking MacBook. What I never understood was why MacBook and GarageBand, which is their software for music, why that took over the music industry to the extent where people are like, oh my God, you don't have a MacBook and GarageBand? How do you think you're going to make music? It's inferior software. And I don't know. I don't think this is true of Photoshop or any of the other. They don't do Photoshop. That's Adobe. But any of the other stuff that MacBooks do that is very well, photo editing, video editing, all of that great stuff that they're supposed to be top of the line at, I don't know if they are or not, but I know when it comes to music stuff, give me like Windows and Pro Tools or Cakewalk or something like that, and it's going to be better software than what you get with Macs. But I've never been a big fan of Macs. It's so weird to me. One of my friends does use iPhones, and she'll hand me her phone, and she's like, hey, go whatever. And I'm just paralyzed looking at this thing, having no idea. I feel like my grandmother sitting down in front of, a brand new phone that she's never seen before. Like, what am I supposed to click on here?
That's how I feel with Androids. I'll try to look something up on somebody's phone, and I'm like, where is it? What can you... Explain it to me again. What do I do? Like, I'm 90 years old. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So we're trying to get into this article about Apple's buy now, pay later thing. So tell us what's going on with it.
Yeah, so Apple is being accused of potential consumer data misuse with its buy now, pay later service. This article is from Forbes.
So they're not accused of, you know, ripping off customers or doing anything exploitative, which is, as Ian corrected this during the break, that's generally what these rent-a-center places do and stuff like that, and these check cash, not check cash, in these check advance places. They're very exploitative by nature, and they sort of take advantage of people's lack of self-control. And I'm not saying that's immoral or anything
like that.
Well,
that's how they
make
money.
That's just what they do. And but buy now, pay later generally is not that sort of thing. If you pay your payments on time, you often end up paying no interest.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so the real issue here is just the data misuse. They are taking people's data and doing whatever with it.
They're going, oh, this person, you know, bought a dress from Kohl's 6 weeks ago. Let's serve them more advertisements for dresses or something like that, presumably.
You know what? Nowadays, you can kind of expect that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we'll see what the article says. So Apple's Buy Now, Pay Later service, Apple Pay Later, is being investigated by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, the consumer finance regulator in the U.S.
I don't think these people need to be protected. I think they need to learn a lesson and then change their behavior. They won't understand that we live in the plane of cause and effects until they actually have to reap the repercussions of their crappy
effects.
It's
hard because just because you're using a buy now, pay later service doesn't mean you should have your data stolen or misused in whatever that means. So
I bet they had a thing they could have read. If they clicked on read the terms.
Possibly. So
do you read the terms, though?
No.
Because I know I don't. And, you know,
yeah.
I
mean,
should.
When it's like 100 pages long.
Yeah.
You know, right. I have a nerd friend that will do that, and then I'll just ask them about it, what they think about the terms of service.
Like, there are some circumstances, like when I was arrested a number of years ago, where they were like, okay, this is what this document is, and we just need to sign. I was like, I'm going to need to actually take the time to read this. I'm not just going to sign anything that you put in front of me, there, officer. But if it's like a end-user license agreement or something like that, I'm not even going to pretend that I've read any. I have no idea what I'm agreeing to, and I just sort of expect that there isn't anything in there about how they can make a human centipede out of me, like in that South Park episode.
Well,
there probably isn't, but I don't know that there isn't.
I think that you can just know that dealing with these iPhone people, that, you know, you're not actually dealing with people who care about your privacy, so.
Yeah, one could assume.
Well, that's going to be true of all of them, though. I mean, your Android phone doesn't care about your privacy either. You could probably get some obscure model of Android that can't really do a whole lot that is privacy-focused, but it's a matter of trade-offs. How much convenience are you willing to give up to have privacy? And at that point, why do you need privacy? You can't get anything accomplished anyway.
Good point.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.